Undercover Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good evening to everyone out there listening to Full Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Harold Feely and Mr.
Yes,
Spencer
sir.
On the old computer. And tonight, the Indians are going to open up MAC action over here in Rockford, Ohio. And we're going to take on the Parkway Panthers, Fee. And first MAC game, we got to get it.
Always excited. Like to get out of the gate early. Get that first win.
You know, and the Indians coming off a tough one there Tuesday night.
Ooh, yeah.
And Bobby and Neil had their hands full and Patchy over there. Houston, what a game.
Maybe the longest game we've ever had.
Unbelievable. Hopefully it don't go like that.
I think Bubba said about the he was at the end of the game or near the end of the game, he said, we were flying through here till the fifth inning.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's baseball.
They hooked up the plow.
Good old baseball. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, we want to let you know that the girls are playing tonight at home. And it's broadcasted on SportsStream 2. So you have to go on to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Click on Sports Stream 2, and you can listen to the Lady Indians take on the Parkway Panther girls.
Yes,
and that's going to be their home opener for MAC 2. And,
yeah, I think Chase Kaiser's going to do that for Neil tonight.
Yeah, good luck to the girls.
He might have a buddy with him. But
perfect.
You get to hear the girls. The girls are playing really well, too.
Girls
coming off a big win.
Over the Bulldogs.
Yeah 2-1 win.
That had to be a fun game that night. I read about it in the paper, big article. And,
yeah.
And Coach Shane had to be excited about that victory, and they just got to keep the ball rolling, you know. They
yeah,
get some young kids
going.
There, too. And
had a lot of success last year, you know.
Had some decent arms, so hopefully they can stick together and keep playing good ball like they have been.
Absolutely.
So. Well, tonight we're getting ready for the Parkway Panthers over here, and I'll go over the starting lineups for the Parkway Panthers. Leading off, playing shortstop is Devin Crouch. Batting second, playing second base is Braden Brooms. Caden Berry will be the number 3 hole batter, and he'll be at first base. Eddie Nichols, which I love that name.
Eddie Nichols
is going to be your cleanup batter, and he'll be out in right field. Bryce Stearns will be behind the home plate. He'll be the catcher for the Rockford boys. Braxton Ford is going to be on the mound. He'll be batting 6. Batting 7th is Roman Lazinski. Another awesome name.
Yep.
Roman Lazinski. He'll
That's
be out in left
title.
Field. Jackson Craner is going to be your third baseman. He'll be batting 8th. And Fletcher Smith will be out in center field. And he's your last batter for the Parkway Panthers. For the Indians, we got Landon Post. He'll be at second base. He'll be leading us off. Followed by Caden Greasy. He'll be down at third base. Batting 3rd is Wyatt Benn. He'll be out in left field. Cale Rammel will be out in center field. He'll be batting 4th. Troy Holman's going to be at shortstop tonight. He'll be batting 5th. Riggs Toby behind the plate, batting 6th. Daniel Patch will be at first base, batting 7th. And you said he had a couple hits the other night, so good to see Patchy out there playing
some
ball.
Good to see Daniel back. Ready to go.
And Tucker Overman will be out in right field, but Bo Chin will be the DH for him. They'll be batting 8th. And Alex Deuce is going to be on the mound, and he will be our number 9 batter. So I think we're getting ready for the national anthem here. The umpires are talking with the coaches, and we'll get a couple of advertisements in here, and we'll do the national anthem. We'll be back for first pitch. Coming right up.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. There will be no buffet at Miracle Lanes on Good Friday. They will open at 2 p.m. Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right, welcome back to Parkway, boys and girls. We're getting ready for baseball. We're going to have the Indians up first since they're the visiting team wearing their purple jerseys against the Parkway boys out there in their black jerseys. And it's going to be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn, first three batters for the purple and white. Fee, it'd be nice to get on the top here right out of the gate.
Boy, it would be nice to get ahead right away. We got number 19, Braxton Ford, is pitching for the Panthers tonight.
Big tall kid, isn't he?
Big, tall, lanky kid.
See what the boys got. How about the Reds?
Reds are hot.
Well, the Reds are hot, but when's the last time they had two rainouts back-to-back?
Yeah, that's insane.
That is weird, isn't it?
How can that possibly happen?
So they're at Philly. Today was supposed to be the Phillies' opening day.
They got rained out,
They
right?
canceled it yesterday.
Yeah,
because
already
they're getting the weather we got yesterday. But, then the day before, we got rained out at home against the Cubbies, so... I think they're playing the Cubbies game tomorrow afternoon.
Really?
I think that's what I saw was rescheduled. So I don't know if the Reds stayed home then.
Stayed home and didn't go?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they called it so early, too.
I don't know.
They usually never call a game the day before.
I know. I've never seen it.
Never heard anything like it.
But now we're letting kids out of school for rain.
Well, that's true. Closing her up.
Somebody's going to explain that one to me.
Hey, the fog's 3 hours, and by the way, it's going to rain out in the afternoon, so they're out the whole day.
I don't get it. I don't get it. We were talking about that last night. I said, who came up with that idea? We might catch y'all for that, making fun of the school right now.
So yeah.
Spencer, we all right yet?
They might not have.
You'll have to talk to the school people about that.
We can.
Well,
I wasn't
that
listening.
One
I didn't hear what you said.
You didn't hear anything I said?
Didn't hear a thing.
Well, now if we get cloudy skies.
Well, don't be mad if you're off the air next week.
Cloudy skies and chance of rain. Let's just stay at home.
Let's go get them. Throw down a second. We're about ready to start some baseball.
Yeah,
here,
let's
Davey.
Get this game up and running. Landon heading over to the old batter's box.
Get we're getting going ready right for away game. Here. What do you
Pitch
say?
Pitch number one, game number four.
Game number four,
Spencey, and we are 2-1, right?
Yep, innings are 2-1.
And we know Parkway beat Salina.
Yes.
We know that for a fact, but we're not sure.
I think
it
may be 1-1 or 2-1, maybe. Coming into the ninth game.
All right, Landon getting ready for pitch number one. It's curveball, lands short of the plate in the dirt.
About a 55-foot curveball.
That's an easy one to lay off.
That was an easy one to stay off of.
Come on now, Landon. Base knock here. Let's get things going. There's one right down across the heart of the plate. Strike one.
I'm not sure who we got behind the plate.
For them, it was, I remember saying it, Bryce Stearns.
Bryce Stearns.
There's one fouled back to
just
the screen.
Just a little underneath it. Just missed it.
One ball, two strikes. To the leadoff guy, the senior, Landon Post.
Second base had a great game the other night. Bobby Neal had him, and they said he had three big time plays. Oh, yeah, good. Big time plays.
That one's in there. Right back to the
right
pitcher.
Back at him. Nice play.
And an easy throw over to first base, out number one. So, Spencer, you had me confused. I was convinced we played at home on Monday night because you said, you're going to be able to do Monday night's game? And I said, yeah, for a while. We got a council meeting.
Yeah, I thought I didn't really know why you were thinking you might. I forgot about the council meeting, but I wasn't sure why you were thinking you could go over there.
You
and
knew the whole time
back
it was over,
at 6:30.
Just for a little bit.
No, you could leave at 6:30. A fast game, you'd have been there for the whole game.
Yeah, maybe. I'd have made it for the first four innings. All right, Caden Greasy steps in there for the Indians. Takes first pitch strike on the outside edge.
Outside corner.
Wasn't trying to confuse you.
I was confused.
He was confused.
I argued with Bubba. I said, no, we play at home. He's like, no.
No.
That one's tacked. Pitched up.
It's up back here.
Coming back over our head and out in the parking lot.
Off the concession stand.
That's okay. All you, Fee. If one's coming over here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because by the time I look up, bifocals get.
Shot.
Yep. The bifocals are dead.
That is going off both heads. Clunk, clunk.
That one's hit out towards the center fielder. Got her up in the air. Center fielder making a bead on it. And he makes the play.
Pretty routine play.
Two up, two down.
Just under a little bit there, Davey.
Yeah, he hit that, and he was right on it. Just got under it a little bit. Popped him up, center fielder. Two up, two down. That's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate.
Benny's bat's been pretty hot, too, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Indians have been hitting the ball well.
Yes, everybody's been putting the bat on the ball and putting it in play, and it's just been a really good last couple of games.
Just got to keep that batting going and get that pitching going, too.
Wyatt swings at the first pitch. Just takes her back out to front the screen.
Of that one. Just a smidge out front of that one, Wyatt.
Ball's behind 0-1.
On deck, the hottest hitter on the team right now, Cade.
Yeah, Cade must have had a heck of a game the other night.
4-for-4.
Smoking some doubles. Here comes the 0-1. That was just a little outside.
He'd been calling that one, dude.
Yeah, he was.
That was low end of the strike zone, but he's been consistent with it so far. And I don't remember his name. I can't think of his name, but he's a really good
official
umpire.
Ball stays high for ball two.
I'm with you.
And if they're consistent with their calls,
that's all you need.
I'm okay with that.
Yep,
that's all you need.
That is exactly right. Call them same.
All right, Wyatt's got a little lead here, 2-1. Here comes a pitch. Swings it one a little
just
high.
A little above it.
Just a little bit on top of him yet.
Yep.
Evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 away here in the top of the first inning. No score here in Rockford. Fee, we're going to have to take a little drive downtown. I haven't been through since they had their fire.
Oh, I haven't either. We'll have to do that.
We'll have to take a check.
Take a little spin through there.
That one swung on and hit pretty well out towards the left fielder. And that's over the left fielder's head. Wyatt's going to make a turn at first. He's going to head to second, and he's going to go in there with a 2-out stand-up double.
Standing up double. I like it. Boy, he hit that good right on the nose.
Boy, that baby was kind of drawing out there, too, across that left fielder's head. And now we got a little 2-out bingo going.
Got a little action going here.
Let's see if we can go back-to-back-to-back hits.
He's hit that spot several times this year, just hits that ball hard in that gap and goes to the fence.
Oh,
that was hitting them where they ain't. That's what we like.
Yep.
I'm back to the old left fielder up a couple steps.
Gale, get us going here. Let's get
on the board.
Here
comes number two. Cleanup hitter.
Go two.
That one's in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher, Stearns. This pipe could not be at a worse spot right there.
It is. It's around your eye level.
I had no idea until I sit down and go, I can't see the have to crane your neck to see the scoreboard. You're bobbing up and down.
I'd saw 6 inches off of my chair legs, but then I'd never get back up. That one's low in the dirt.
Be locked in.
Well, you can. The gravel's kind of loose. You might be able to wiggle
there
down an inch.
There way down.
It's loose for about a half inch.
2 balls, no strikes. Hitter's pitch here.
Yeah, he's going to be swinging at this one. He's going to try to groove one. He does swing at it. He hits it over to the third baseman. Third baseman bumps it a little bit. Hale's going to run it out. Yeah. And he's going to get past the first baseman. Here comes Wyatt Benn. We're going to lead this bad boy 1-0.
Good job, guys.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Wyatt Benn a little fired up.
A little fired up.
That's pretty exciting. Coming across the home plate. So Cale's going to
There is not a murder going on. That is Wyatt Benn.
That was Wyatt Benn going crazy. And I can tell you right now, we got some guys on deck laughing right now. Pretty good.
Yeah, he started it off with a 2-out.
Troy's got a big shitty grin.
Double
on his
and
face.
Off we go, man.
Hey, well, that's what I like. You, I like a little excitement.
That's exactly right. That's called fired up, and I got no troubles with that.
Big.
And that's what you got to do. You got to put it in play, make the fielder make the play.
Absolutely.
And
that's high school.
And he bobbled it. Then he tried to rush, threw it in the dirt. And got past the first baseman, and that's how you score runs. See, that's how we talked about it on the way.
That's what we
got
to do,
right?
Yep. Absolutely. This kid's throwing strikes. We got to hit him.
If he don't make that throw, Wyatt's got to stay at third.
He would have to stay.
Yep.
Go ahead. Here's Troy, boy.
He bobbled it there, so it was going to be a
hit and run. Troy gets a piece of it off his big toe.
Off his butt. trading around here, Levin.
I think our, let's see, that'd be three out of the first five batters have goatees on our team. How old are you, Fee? Still can't get a goatee.
Can't get one. Can't 60 get... still can't get one. We got 17-year-old kids just covered up with beards now.
Think of the money you're saving on razor blades.
That's exactly right.
Here comes the O2.
There he goes.
There goes Kale. Late throw down there. Going to get past the shortstop, but second baseman.
All right. Kale's in scoring position now.
So Troy, let's get him over. Now base hit makes it a 2-0 ball game.
That was a way inside pitch. Do you think he was
one ball, two strikes?
That their coach is out there talking about maybe interference or something because he couldn't get the throw, but
he couldn't get it out of his glove.
Troy was.
I don't think anything to do with
Troy was in the batter's box. He didn't, you know.
No,
the pitch was way inside.
Yeah, I don't think Troy did
that. That may not have been what that was.
All right, one ball, two strikes.
Troy put the old shoulder.
Troy's got to keep her in play here and see if we can't get Kale.
You know, there you go. Hit another ground ball. See what happens.
Find a hole.
Better yet, base hit. That
shot
hit pretty
right
hard.
Field, that's him down.
The right field line. That's a base hit. Oh, it's going to be called foul.
Oh, just foul.
Yeah, I can't see the line. So.
Wow, that was close.
Yep.
Troy hit that good. Pulled it right down the line. Just a little bit too much pull.
And he hit her on the screws.
He hit her good.
That was going to score Kale.
That
no
was
problem.
An easy run there.
Yeah, Kale was almost around third before it hit the ground.
All right, still 1-2. Anything close, you got to rip here.
Got to protect now. Got to protect. Indians with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. Little two-out bingo.
Got two outs. Scored. Love it.
Comes the pitch. That's
hit that
hard out towards center fielder. Center fielder played him deep.
He's drifting.
He's going back, and he's going to put her in the old leather for out number three. But in the inning, Indians pick up one run on one big hit by Wyatt Benn. So nice inning for the Indians. Now let's give him a goose egg. We'll be back right after a bit.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Back at her. Here at Don Black Stadium. Looks like the first three hitters for the Parkway Panthers will be
Devin
Crouch, Braden Bruins, and Caden Berry. They're going to be going against Mr. Alex Deuce.
I don't think Deuce has started yet, has he?
No, it's his first start, I believe. He has came in. He closed the one Monday night and got the save, I think. Indians defensively look like Caden Greasy at third.
Troy Boy's at short.
Landon Post at second. Big Daniel Patch at first. Looks like Riggs, he's behind the plate. Alex Deuce on the mound. Out in the outfield, looks like we probably got Wyatt Benn, Gail Rammel, and Mr. Tucker Overman. All right, we got to throw strikes, make them hitters, and play some defense here.
Alex closed the game. Sidney Lehman.
Got the save, yeah.
Yep, got two strikeouts, I think, out of three batters, maybe. Three outs. Finished it off, thank God.
That was a long one.
It was dark.
It was scary.
But we got the bit. We got the W. That's what we needed.
Yep.
Pops out of Riggsy's glove. Ball one.
Don't forget about our girls playing at home tonight against the Parkway Panthers.
Yes, sir.
That's on Sports Dream 2, available Parkway. On FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Parkway usually got a pretty good girls team, too, so that should be a good one. A little outside.
What was that girl's name a couple years ago that was just nothing but
Hawk?
Hawk. Yeah, she was really good. Haley? Haley Hawk, so. Maybe? Sound about right.
It was either her or
ball
there
inside.
Was a Haley Hawk. I don't know if it was her or older sister.
Yeah.
Come on, Deucey, strikes.
Three balls, no strikes. This is kind of what we've been battling here a little bit.
Well, don't start this crap.
We don't want to start that. Right down the pike. Ball four. Four straight balls. Nowhere near the strike zone yet, Alex. We got to get it. We got to find it.
He didn't throw a strike. He was the only one that did throw a strike
in the eighth inning
last on Monday. So.
Well, this is going to be Coach Hanks growing gray hairs.
That'll get him fast. Brayton Bruins is your hitter, the second baseman for the Parkway Panthers. Pretty good lead down there at first by Devin Crouch. There's a good pitch. Strike one.
He was taking all the way right there waiting for a strike.
Yes, sir. Crouch sliding back in.
Sounds crazy rule, you know, at major league level now.
Yeah, the timing.
Well, that, and then they can only throw to first twice.
Yeah, and they got to go. There's a bunt.
Nice little bunt.
Right out front. Alex picks it up, fires down to first. Daniel Patch has it. Sacrifice works. Puts Crouch on second base with one out. Brings Caden Berry to the plate.
First baseman, number six, Caden Berry.
Pretty good bunt. Killed it about 20 feet.
Very nice bunt, yep.
Off home plate.
Close play at first.
Nice play by Deucey coming off.
Came out, made a nice throw on the inside.
Yeah, kept it on the inside of the bag. Exactly what he's supposed to do.
Exactly what he's supposed to do. Eddie Nichols on deck. One away in the inning. Got a runner at second. Deucey fires in. Strike one. Now he's starting to find the old strike zone a little bit. That's what we want.
Yeah. Make them beat us with their bat.
I agree.
Not just walking down the first.
I agree. A couple hits. 0-1. Pitch. Threw it right by it.
Yeah. Nice little high heater right there.
0-2.
And this is where, you know, remember when we played softball, Drake Alpert said, make them get two hits in a row.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that thing in front infield. Oh, right on the outside, but he didn't quite get her in. One ball, two strikes.
Hit Riggsy right in the mitt there.
Oh, Barry, he looks like he was right where he wanted it, so that's a good pitch. A little outside. Tried to get him to fish a little bit on it, bite it. As he looks him back, fires in, struck him out, nice right pitch. By him. Good heat on that one. That's a strike swinging. Strikeout swinging for the second out of the inning, Gaden Berry. Brings Eddie Nichols to the plate. Nice Bryce job. Stearns on deck.
Yeah, nice job by Riggsy. Went out there and talked it over with Deucey, maybe changing the signals up a little bit.
Yeah, we got a guy at second base, might be stealing them.
Yeah.
If he's doing his job, he should be.
That's exactly right.
Oh, pretty good pitch. Man, just a little outside, maybe. Belt high.
Tight little strike zone right there.
Yes, sir. Two away in the inning. This is how the Indians scored, though. So we got to bear down here and get that out.
That's exactly right. We want to win the first frame here.
A little high on that one. Bryce Stearns, the catcher, is on deck. Swing and a miss. Pretty good heat by Mr. Deuce tonight.
Yeah, that was.
I like
that. He was way behind that.
He was. I think Deucey's got to go challenge him. Get
little too big a lead. Alex steps off. Makes him go back.
Kind of like we were do-si-doing out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Troy's kind of playing with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Little cat and mouse game there between him and Landon. Ooh, curveball. Not quite. Just a little bit inside.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Looked like a pretty good breaker.
Yes, it did. I thought that thing went across the plate at a strike and came down in the dirt.
Boy, it did. He went to the mouth. Is that going to be a balk?
So Alex Deuce.
So his mouth.
No, he went to his mouth, and then he
went to the ball. So we got to get a
new ball? We're going to switch balls, but he's allowed to do it because he was not on the rubber.
Okay.
Heard him say that. How I heard that, I'm not sure.
Not quite sure why we got to change the ball then.
Because he...
So you got a loogie on there?
He put the...
I don't know.
Put the licky-licky on the ball.
Yeah, licky-licky's on his hand because he's freezing.
Empire didn't want that ball.
Oh, that is a ball.
And I think I heard him say that
that's
an automatic ball.
Automatic ball, and it was a 3-1 count, so that makes it.
Now we got runners at first and second.
First and second. Still two outs. Eddie Nichols. What are we calling that? A base on balls, I guess, huh?
Yep. Base on balls.
Yes.
It wasn't an octui.
No octui. All right. Don't worry about them runners. Alex, let's go get this bat.
Yeah, we got two outs here.
Yep. Left-handed batter.
Looks like Bryce Stearns.
Bryce Stearns, yeah. Catcher.
The catcher. Threw right-handed, though, didn't he?
I'd have to watch this.
Pretty sure. There's a good start. Right down the middle, strike one. Let's pop him up here one time.
That's a great idea.
Something easy. Ground ball. Oh, nice play by Landon. He dies. He throws. Wow. He got him.
Wow.
Bang, bang play. Put another one on. Put another star by him.
Oh, man.
Landon is playing pretty well in the old field this last couple games.
Sliding, stopping, threw him out.
Absolutely. And that is a no run. Couple walks. Left a couple guys on base. After one complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
An easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. There will be no buffet at Miracle Lanes on Good Friday. They will open at 2 p.m.
Boo. Miracle Lanes.
No Miracle Lanes.
Wanted some shrimp.
Buffet, come on.
All right, here we go. Top of the second inning going to be... Flip the book over, Dave, and you'll know. Riggs Toby, Daniel Patch, and Bo Tin. First three batters here for the Indians. Up 1-0.
A little high with that one.
Had a nice explanation there by the umpire to walk over.
And yeah. Kind of told us what happened.
Basically what happened is Alex did go to his... He went to his mouth with his hands off the rubber, which...
Is legal.
Is legal, but he didn't go in and he didn't wipe his hand off.
But you got to wipe your hand off.
So it wasn't a balk, but it is considered a ball.
It's automatic ball.
Riggs way out in front of that.
Just a little out front there.
One ball, two strikes to Riggsy Toby.
Go Rigs.
Indians got a run in the first off of Wyatt Benn's stand-up double, and then Cale Rammel brought him home with a nice little thank you from the third baseman. Ooh, curveball.
Too close to take.
Yeah, curveball. Got him looking strikes. Big time right there. First strikeout for the Indians tonight.
McDaniel Patch, first time we get to see him.
Yeah. Anxious to see the old boy up there with the old timber.
Yep. He's been hitting her pretty well.
Big strike zone.
That's one thing.
Putting the bat on the ball and driving it. Not all dropping in there, but he's hitting it.
Swinging a 100-ounce bat.
Very well might be.
Tree. Small tree, we call it.
Light pole.
Who was that guy in Major Leagues that used that heavy bat? I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember guys saying we can't pick it up, let alone swing with it. Most guys are using, what, 30s, 28s?
Yeah. Remember we used to play softball with Tommy Segrist?
Tommy had that thing.
He's the only one that ever brought his own bat. And we forgot the bat bag. We had to use his bat. I couldn't even lift it.
And he had so much tape on the handle.
Oh, there was 40 pounds of tape on it. I couldn't get my hand around it.
He didn't know which end of the bat to hold.
I felt like Freddie Flintstone out there trying to hit that.
Damnest thing I ever seen.
He's on a club.
At a club.
And he did use it.
He could hit it, too.
Yeah,
it worked good for him.
He liked it. One ball, two strikes to Daniel.
Gets a piece of that. Staying alive. Staying alive. I like it. A little Johnny Travolta.
That is exactly right. Tommy brought his own bat.
We all had to use it. Oh, my God. We ain't going to get two hits tonight.
You guys won that game, didn't you?
We might have.
Magic bat.
Wow. Good eye by Close. Patchy taking that one. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
I still got tape on my hands. Can't get the residue off my fingers.
Can't get it off of that.
Fee's got some of that Gojo down at the shop.
Yeah, we got to scrub her off.
Here comes a 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. Ooh. Back-to-back punch-outs with that breaking ball.
Yeah. Yep. Got him locked there.
That sure did look like it was going to be high. Right down in
the ball was right on the money.
Right down in the zone.
Come on, Bo 10. Get us going here. We got to run with two outs last time. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's start her up here, Bo.
Boy, he's got curveball.
He is setting her right where it's at. He knows exactly where that curveball is going.
That thing's
right
coming
now.
About shoulder high and drops right across the belt.
Coming about 60.
And coming 60.
There's a heater.
That's the heater you wanted. A little outside, though. Good job by Bo holding back.
Well, if we get that timed up, maybe we can hit one pretty well.
Yeah, we'll sit on that curveball.
Send one into the light pole.
That one's numbered. Going to be over the shortstop's head. Now he's going to go back and make a play for out number three. Three up, three down for the Indians. Quick inning for Mayfee.
That was a quickie.
No runs, no hits, a couple of Ks. And after 1.5 in the Bucks, Indians up 1-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Burr, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients, now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh Meals.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting and Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We are back at Parkway.
first three hitters for the Panthers will be Braxton Ford, Roman Lozinski, and Jackson Craner. First pitch, way high.
Over the helmet.
A little over the helmet there. Ball one. Oh, pretty good pitch. He held up. Just a little high, 2-0. Alex winds up, fires it in. Still too high.
Let's go, Alex. Get it in the zone.
Yeah, get her down a little bit. Got to get her down a little bit. He's going to take at least one.
Yep.
And he's going to walk. Lead off walk just like the first inning.
And that's like you said, P, when you're getting down there and you're facing 6, 7, 8, 9. Get their strikes.
This is where you got to go. Yeah, just attack them. And
don't give them the
Lozinski's your hitter.
Another lefty.
He's a left fielder. Another lefty.
And yes, the catcher did throw with his right hand.
Well, I thought he did. He's like me. He's goofy.
He is goofy.
Wyatt Benn moving in on the corner looking for a bunt. I'm thinking coach is saying, we ain't bunting until you throw a strike.
Yeah.
That's five in a row.
This one's going to be a strike.
All right, Alex, let's get going here.
Next three will be strikes for sure.
I like that.
I'll take one.
Throw over to first. Not in time.
Yeah, we'll do them one at a time.
Yeah.
Here we go, Alex.
How about a strike pop-up, strike pop-up, strike pop-up?
I'll take that.
That would work, too. A little low. Got her down, but she's still... Two balls, no strike.
Come on, four.
So my prediction's already gone.
Your prediction is not working. There you go, attaboy. Strike on the outside corner.
Might have been a little gracious there.
I think he was. I think he's ready to go.
Might have been a little high in the zone.
Yeah. Two balls, one strike. Now he might be looking for a bunt.
That was a little lower than the other ones.
And he is. Squares up. Outside. Three balls and a strike.
Oh, I thought it was three. Now it's three and one.
Yep.
Three balls and a strike. Coach Neil Schaffner giving him the signals.
You don't take his hands out of his pockets.
Hey, right, good pitch. No, he don't. Don't blame him. Kind of cold.
Yeah, how's he giving the signals?
Gets him out quick.
Oh,
couple,
there he's got
couple belly bats and get him back in.
Yeah.
Get him back in.
We got double fifters this time. Double fifters.
Full count.
That's swing away.
See what we're going to do at first. If he's going to move, nope. Staying right there. Ground ball to second. We better get the out at first. Landon does. Nice job. Throws it over to Patchy. One away.
Smart
runner
play.
Does move up. On the old 4-3.
Number 7, Jackson Craner.
Jackson Craner, your hitter?
Watching our left fielder. And Wyatt Benn's on the move on every play. Like there, he was already backing up third.
Boy, I love that. I like that because you're in the game.
Yeah, he's thinking, what am I going to do?
Thinking, next play, next pitch.
Then it's easy to get, a little lackadaisio out there.
Craner pops it up. Landon Post calls everybody off. He's got it. Second out of the inning. That'll bring the number 9 hitter, Fletcher Smith.
Hey, I did get my one pitch pop up, Spencey.
Got one.
Yes, sir, you did. Fletcher Smith. You're a better predictor than I am.
Get this one, and I'm going to the riverboat.
We are taking her straight down to Cincinnati.
You finish her up, Spencey, and we're out.
We got to go to the
High River.
That might be closer to Toledo from here.
Ooh. Ooh, good thinking.
There we go. And still drive home.
Swing a miss through it right by.
You don't have to drive home. They have hotels. You're not working on a Good Friday.
Yes.
Busy.
Oh, man.
Not working all day. I was going to go get some lunch at the bowling alley, but they ain't up.
Can't get the buffet.
You can wait till 2 o'clock. And
can't eat till 3.
Strike 2. Way ahead. That'll boy. Alex, number 9, let's don't mess around with him here. Let's just throw one right by him.
Absolutely.
Let's get out of this inning.
Let's go, Alex.
Reach back, struck him out. No runs, no hits. One guy on base with a base on balls. After 2 complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, here we go. Top of the third inning. Going to be Alex Deuce leading us off. He's our number nine hole hitter. And if he can get on there, by golly, I think we're going to score some runs. We roll back to the top to Landon and Caden Greasy.
That would be big. Always like to get that number nine hitter on somehow.
He swings at the first pitch, and he pops her straight up in the air. Third baseman comes in, calls his pitcher off, and he's going to make the play for out number one. One pitch, one out.
Alex got under a little bit.
And I
got
to get to work and mark that down in the book.
Top of the order.
That rolls us back to Landon Post. Posty grounded out to the second baseman, number three. Let's see. Oh, he went right back to the pitcher. Right back to the pitcher first time up.
A little low and out.
All right, now. Come on, Post.
Anyway, baby, anyway. We got to get him on.
Yeah, get on base. Do some stealing.
Yep. Get him around.
That one swung on.
Just missed it.
Just missed that bad boy back to the screen. How many stolen bases did we have the other night, too, Spency?
I'm not sure.
Have that
a pretty
right?
Good amount.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I thought the paper had like 10.
I think that's right. But there was a spot where I think it was their second pitcher.
Oh,
he was going to plunk him in
the
back.
He had a glitch at the top of his. He would stop at the top of his throw. And
yeah.
And our guys, that after he did that the second time, everybody's thinking, is he doing every time? He did it every time. We stole every time. Stole second, stole third.
Oh, gave us too much time.
He would come up here and he'd stop before he would throw it. And he would not be looking at the...
Pretty easy to jump.
Yeah. So I'd say three or four of them were that, but we had several other ones that we... The ball got away from their catcher a few times, and
Landon
a couple Post, of times we just
maybe
went,
going on the first one.
A couple of times we just
there he goes,
and a
hit
shot
and run.
The
that's
going to
be get down, down Wyatt, get down
right.
Wyatt.
That a boy.
Oh, that was Caden Greasy.
Caden Greasy on the base hit up the middle.
Yep.
So now the Indians got a little something going here. Runners are first and second. That brings up Wyatt Benn, and Wyatt hit a double last time up over
hard.
The left fielder's head,
very hard.
Yep.
The fielder's backing up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. He went back.
Now we got room in front of him.
Yep.
Oh, you burned me this time, you son of a gun.
Yeah, burn him to his
Landon
left.
Post
burn
jumped
him,
on
burn
that
him over
one.
Between the hit him in the gap.
I don't know if that was a hit and run or not.
I don't know. If it wasn't, it worked great.
It worked really good.
There's a curveball, and he hits that
fair.
That's
fair, baby. That's fair.
That's a fair
come
ball
on.
Going down to the wall again.
Digging
here comes Landon
third.
Post.
Oh, they called it foul.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was fair from here. And we're looking right down that line.
Yeah, it went across third base fair, but he's saying it.
Must have hit in the grass.
Hit,
but boy, it
looked close. We can't see the line, but I sure did think it might be.
Oh, that looked like a big time hit.
He's going to come over and tell us what happened again. But Wyatt jumped on that curveball.
Yes, he did. He liked that pitch.
Go, Wyatt.
Got a curveball coming at him here, too, I bet.
Nope, into the dirt.
Low
ball one.
Outside.
One ball, one strike. Two guys on here, one out here. In the top of the third inning, Indians up by one.
Boy, I'd like to add a few. What do you think? Add on here.
Man,
huh?
I thought that was fair.
Crooked number wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, it was a crooked number.
Oh.
A little below that one. High cheese right there.
That's some high cheese you couldn't stay off of.
White falls behind. One ball, two strikes now. Really, nobody holding Landon on second. He might. There he goes.
There he goes. Popped up.
And that one's fouled out of
a little
play.
Foul. It might have been a little hit and run there, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so, because Well, Posty had a pretty big lead.
He did have a nice lead.
And they weren't holding him on. So
there wasn't anybody around him.
That's kind of the player's call there, I think. It's not really a coach's call. He feels like he's getting a big enough lead.
Jump, he goes.
Take it.
Now they're going to hold him on. Here comes the pitch. That's
on the dirt. Even her up. 2-2. Keep battling. Come on.
Anything close in there, White. Come on now.
Come on, White. Keep us going here. Big gap between second and first.
Oh, my goodness.
He could hit a little blooper out on the right side. It's a no-doubt hit. I'm not sure. Timeout.
White called time.
White says take a break.
Screwing around too long. I was too focused. Yeah. I got to refocus. Here comes the pitch. Gets a piece of that
one.
Boy,
stay alive. Stay alive. Good at bat. Good at bat by White.
Yeah, making him work a little bit.
Working him a little hard. He's just missing it, too. He's going to square it up here.
I think he's going to get that curveball timed
heater
up. He's
timed
gonna
get down, the curveball.
I don't know if he's going to get that curveball.
2-2, he might throw the heater.
Yep.
There goes the runner.
Landon again.
He did stay back
on the curveball.
Yeah,
he got rid of it.
On the curve, and he hung in there and fouled it back out of play.
Nice piece of hitting by Wyatt. Get rid of that thing. You don't want it.
Landon's getting his exercise.
Posty's got 4 miles in out there.
He stole third base 4 times. He's like, would you let me get here?
Yeah, he's young. He can handle it.
Yep.
He ain't carrying much extra weight.
I got an oxygen tank on my back right now.
It'll take 3 hits to get me in now.
Yep. High heat.
Got him with the high heater, and he goes down swinging.
All right, Kale, stay hot, baby.
So out number two, and that's going to bring up our cleanup hitter, Kale Rammel. Reached on an air the first time up. I'd like to see him sit on one of these.
Boy, left fielder way out there. Yep. Base hit, should score, landing
left fielder sitting on a hood out there across the field.
Yeah, he is way back. Wow, low pitch.
Whew, called that a striker?
He sure did, and it was a little one.
Yeah, that baby was an ankle high.
It was an ankle high. Two outs. We need a big two-out hit here,
right,
huh?
Here.
There goes a runner.
That's hit pretty hard out to left field. It's way foul, but... Oh, he caught that.
Did he catch it? Yep, he ran out there and caught that in the corner.
That was a Willie Mazur,
too. Nice
play. Basketed in.
I'm telling you, that kid ran a long way for that. I thought he was going to hit that red car in the hood.
I thought it was, too. I thought it was out of bounds.
He caught it, and boom, hit the fence. Great catch, great play by the left fielder for the Parkway Panthers. That's
Roman
gonna do
Lisinski.
It.
Lisinski says, I got it.
Romy says, I've no problem.
I got no problem.
That takes care of us in the top of the third. No runs on one hit. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth, or bottom of the third. Big field take over.
Here's a fun way to help out people in need. Our baseball and softball teams are having a competition to see which team can get the most donations for our local food pantry. On Thursday, April 13th, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and the boys will host Delphus St. John's, and whichever team has the most donated items that night will get to pie their coaches in the face. And for every item you donate, you'll get a ticket to win prizes, so when you help others, you can also be a winner. Needed items include non-perishable food and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc. Get up to our new sports complex on Thursday, April 13th and support either the softball or baseball team with your donations. The winning team gets to pie their coaches after the game. This is going to be a lot of fun while you're helping to support local families. Softball versus baseball supporting our local food pantry Thursday, April 13th. Get to the games and help out our friends.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back at her here. Bottom of the third inning. We're back to the top of the lineup. Devin Crouch leading off. First pitch. Fouled it off. 0-1. Alex Deuce getting ahead. Brandon Bruins on deck. Winding the pitch. Strike two, threw it right by him.
Yep. Good swing and a miss.
Good swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Alex, keep it down. Keep throwing her hard.
Yep. Just throws, everything's a strike this inning.
That would be great. That's close. Strike three. He called that. Yes, yep. sir. Right yep. on the inside corner. K yep. looking. That's a K looking in the books.
Three pitches, three strikes.
Three strikes. That a boy.
Good job.
All right. Brandon Bruins, the second baseman, comes up. Ducey pops him up. Somebody needs to call this one off. I think why? No. Caden Greasy's got it. For the second out of the inning.
Yep. Third baseman gets it about 2 or 3 feet foul.
Pop out to number.
About 20 feet off the plate.
Five for the second out. Caden Berry comes up. Eddie Nichols on deck.
Everybody, I went to the bathroom. Everybody said that was a fair ball. I said I called it fair on radio.
We did. We thought it was fair from here.
So four pitches, four strikes for Alex.
But I'm blind.
Awesome.
Here's a pitch. Hey, there's the old curveball. Yeah. Uncle Charlie came right where he's supposed to be. Strike one.
He bailed out of there, too.
I'll tell you what, he gets that fastball going and Uncle Charlie going, he going to be hard to hit.
It's going to be good night, Charlie. Yeah.
Threw it hard. Right by it. Foul ball. Got a piece of it.
I haven't seen him throw that
sidearm
and almost underhand pitch this year.
He's got a warm up yet. He'll be bringing that in May.
And maybe that isn't working for him this year. Maybe, but
he's too cold right now.
Yeah.
0-2 pitch. Popped up.
That's unbelievable. I cannot see that.
I couldn't see it either. Center fielder Kale Rimmel coming in. Looks pretty confident. He's got it. Quick inning. No runs. No hits. No errors. Indians after three completely, this baby 1-0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Come back here.
Spencey, take them gloves off. You can't work them.
You can't work the knobs. Too little.
Yeah, you got your big gloves on.
Got the big mitts on.
My fingers don't work without the gloves on.
You get what you get.
You have to use my elbows.
Yeah, screw that baby in with your toes.
Here we go. Indians going to go up there in the top of the fourth. 5-6-7. Troy Homan.
Troy Boy.
Riggs Toman. Riggs Toby. And Daniel Patch. First three hitters here for the Purple
Knight. Sounds like runs. Let's go get them.
Big 11 takes one right at the old knees for strike one. So he's still working the knobs over there. Goes in there and touches one knob and seven of them move with them big gloves on.
Good luck.
But I didn't break anything.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
So you have confidence that I can still break something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Piece of cake.
I'm not counting you against yet.
That. Here comes a 1-1.
Attaboy, Troy.
So I'm just thinking back. Did Alex throw anything except strikes that last half inning?
Threw a lot of strikes, Pretty darn good.
Might have been one ball, but everything was a strike.
He didn't throw many pitches. Didn't throw
about six pitches.
Ooh.
Ball in.
Blowing inside.
We'll take that one.
Three balls and a strike now to our leadoff guy, Troy Hum. Love getting that leadoff guy on base.
Absolutely. He's on.
That one's on.
He's on.
Good job, Troy.
Go all right, leadoff guy on.
We got the leadoff man on.
Base on balls.
Next up for the Indians, the catcher.
Let's come on to Riggsy. Riggsy struck out looking his first time up on a curveball.
Yep. I'm kind of liking to see him bunt here, I think, huh?
I got a feeling we're going to see one laid down.
Yep. Oh, are we going to give him a chance to steal first, or are we going to...
Troy could be taken off. Man, exactly right.
I'm not so sure that the Ford board doesn't think the same thing. Mm-hmm. Crook one over there. Pretty good lead. Let's see what old Riggsy shows here.
He's got him bouncing.
Now he's getting thinking out
Troy
there.
Troy got a couple bounces. He had to back off.
Big lead.
Pitch. Heater on the outside corner.
Riggs not showing bunt at all there.
No.
Takes a strike.
Now he will. He just got it.
Did he?
Yep.
Same signs as you guys used?
I think.
We'll see once right here. Quick throw over to first. Troy back in there. No troubles.
Let's throw one past the catcher.
Come on, Troy boy.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That'd be good.
And then bunt.
Little wild pitch. Back. Throwing again. Ooh, oh, he about threw that baby in right field.
That was close. We'd take that, too. Put him on third base. Come on, Riggsy. Let's get him to second.
Here comes the 0-1.
He's going.
That's a
that is hit long, baby.
Get over that guy's head out there. Left fielder playing. Oh, he catches it right at
right
the fence again.
The fence. Troy's got a long way to come back.
Holy cow.
Boy, Benny got all that
wow.
one.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Riggsy hit that baby with a charge. And
oh, boy. Yeah.
I thought it had a slight chance there when he baby.
Boy,
and he
was,
caught it.
Yeah, 10 feet short of the fence, I'd
how
say.
Deep was he
I think the wind was kind
right
of against him a little bit there.
Man.
Whatever the case,
it
he
was kind of turning a little bit. It looked like it was gone. But
we've been hitting the ball.
Riggsy got a bunch of that one.
Just keep on hitting it. Daniel now.
Out number one.
Couple nice play by
to the plate. Left fielder's been fabulous.
Lazinski has been playing well out there. Stole two big hits from us.
Patchy takes first one at the knees for strike one.
Well,
yeah, he's made two spectacular catches out there.
Yeah, we could
and
have.
He is deep.
We could have six runs if he didn't make those catches.
He hit that big. Troy, big lead bouncing. I don't like the bouncing. Scares me a little bit.
Because if you get caught in that bounce,
if you can make that throw right on that bounce, you're in trouble.
There he goes.
He's gone.
That's going to be a high pitch to throw down to second, and it's going to be safe.
That a boy, Troy.
Base. Head first slide in there. Look, Charlie Hustle at second base.
Got a good jump there. Really good jump there.
Okay, Daniel, get him
grab one in here, Daniel.
We got somebody in scoring position, and here comes Daniel Patch now. One ball, one strike. That one's low and away, ball two.
Six, that's six. Come on now.
You got to think he's coming with a heater here on two.
Boy, I would
count.
Think he could jump on this one.
I would be sitting on the fastball. Troy, another big lead out there. Here comes a fastball, swing and a miss.
Just missed it.
A little tardy on that
swing.
Yeah,
a little tardy on that one. All right, catch up with this one. Come on, Daniel.
Base Knox is going to score one.
I think so, too.
Gets a piece of that one
attaboy.
Back to the screen. Hanging in there now.
Good battle.
Bow 10 on deck for the purple. Ford still on the deck or on the mound out there for the Panthers here in the top of the fourth.
Some good
pretty
chance
good
to get some runs. We're in a good spot in the batting order here.
All right.
The old swinging a miss, popped him up. No,
good job, Dan. Good job.
Gets a piece of it.
Good battle.
Out of play.
He's battling.
One out. Troy at second. Let's get some runs.
Top of the fourth here. 1-0 ball game in favor of the Indians. One run, two hits. So far, Alex Deuce has blanked them. No hits so far for the Panthers.
There goes Troy. That should be easy.
And strike three.
Strike three on a curveball.
Daniel waiting on that bad boy and. Goes down looking. So Patchy back to back strikeout looking. That's
he got locked twice on that.
Yeah,
that curveball got him both times.
Out number two, and that's going to bring Bo 10 to the plate.
It's like the old.
Also going to take the manager to the mound.
Schaffner's coming. Coach Schaffner's coming out to talk to his boy.
Come out and see if he's all right. I think he's
top
all right.
Of four.
I think he's
going to
take him out of the game.
Shouldn't be out of the game, I wouldn't think.
Troy with a stolen base down the
might not
third.
Like the way he's holding Troy on. Because Landon did the same thing to him.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about Big Bo trying to do anything silly with two outs here. Bunting
the Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a
barbecuing.
Yep.
Yeah. Baseball team.
Yep.
See, we'll tell you what. What we need is a 5-minute show on how to run that computer. And we can put Spencey out there in center field. Because I can work the knobs. I can work that mouse thing
make
over
her,
there.
Make her work.
5-minute tutorial, and Spencer all can right. sit in the car.
We got her yep. third.
I'd be okay with that.
I take the old pass ball here, Calvi. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'd score one.
Oh, yeah. That'd get us one.
Big Troy down there about 80 feet away with his
Troy
lead.
Troy will be coming hard. I guarantee it. Especially two outs.
Bo says, how about I just hit him in? Takes that first pitch curveball outside.
Good job. Stayed off that thing.
About 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was a slow one.
Definitely a slow one. You got a timer up good.
This is a Phil Necro knuckleball.
Come on.
There's a strike outside right there. Corner. Third baseman not even thinking about holding Troy on down
nope.
there. Third.
Suicide?
Troy's thinking, I may just steal home for the hell of it.
Yeah, why not?
I stole second. Stole yeah, third. There's a pitch.
Oh, Bo, just a little under.
Yeah, just missed that bad boy. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 ball game in favor of the Purple and White.
Come on, Bo, don't leave him out there.
Somebody shoot us a text. Let us know what the girls are doing back home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ball bag outside. Two balls, two strikes, two four, outs here.
419-852-3599. Shoot me a text and let me know what's going on.
We got to know what the girls are doing.
Let me do some hunting here.
Here comes a 2-2.
Oh, he good stayed eye, off of good it. Good job, Bo. Good job.
Didn't chase that breaker, and that's going to go in the dirt. Now, anything can happen here. Payoff pitch coming. Three balls, two strikes. Anything close. Put her in play. Make them play. Ooh,
got him
out looking on the outside edge.
On it.
Man.
I'll tell you what, that is the fourth strikeout looking on that ball right there. So, Indians get a runner on, nothing to show for it, and we're through 3.5 innings. We're halfway through this bad boy. 1-0 in favor of the Purple and White.
Scooting along. I love it.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Yes, we're back.
We're back. We're back. Bottom of the fourth. Parkway is going to bring up their 4-5-6 hitters. Eddie Nichols will lead it off. Hey, followed Nichols, by Bryce Stearns kid. And Braxton Ford.
Pretty stout young man up there.
Yeah, he was their star running back for
running
football.
Back.
Oh, he got hurt too, didn't he? Didn't he get hurt too?
Good
year?
Start. Strike have, one.
His mom is Kim Bettinger's sister.
Is that
Kim
right?
Wendell's sister.
Kim Wendell's sister.
Yep.
Oh, nice curveball hanging in there. Perfect.
I think we walked him on four pitches his first time up.
First time up. You are exactly right. 0-2 this time. See if you can fool him here, Alex. I did. Strike three right by him.
Yeah.
That's smoke.
That was good old-fashioned smoke.
First time four balls, this time three strikes.
I like it. Bryce Stearns is your hitter.
Panthers got somebody up in the bullpen down there trying to catch the old number on him, see who he's got.
I got a little bit of end of fourth at St. Henry and Coldwater. St. Henry leads 1-0.
This boys?
That's the boys, yep. And the girls, Coldwater leads 4-0 over St. Henry in softball. If I can find anybody else.
Fletcher Smith down there warming up, I believe. That's who it is.
Is that who it is?
I think so.
Line drive.
That baby is a right base hit.
Drops right in front of him. Wyatt, that was kind of a rope.
Yeah.
Pretty good hit there.
First hit of the game for the Panthers.
Yeah, he could have dived at that one and it'd still be rolling to the fence.
It'd be rolling to the fence. We don't want that.
Nope. No. Played her well. Played her well.
Bryce Stearns, good hit. Braxton Ford, the pitcher. Our next hitter. Indians lead 1-0. High and tight.
Little brushbacker.
Braxton Ford says, "You do know I'm the pitcher, right?" I'm going to throw one right.
No, he's not. He's time you're out. They're warming up in the bullpen.
Just a little outside.
Now he's
going
to want to pitch one more inning.
Let me throw the one guy.
Coach, I got to just pitch one.
Give me one
more
guy,
inning,
please. Small lead at first. Boy, that's close. Just a little outside. Three balls, no strikes. We got one out in the inning. Braxton Ford is our hitter. There, he takes strike one.
Slay Alex.
He ain't taking all the way.
About time for the old 6-4-3.
Ooh.
Good call.
I don't like it.
I'll vote for that.
Ground ball right at him. Nope. How about a pop-up? Troy calls him off. He's got it. Braxton pops out to the shortstop. Troy Homan.
Troy did a smart thing right there. Called off his third baseman.
Yep. He's the main man out there. Shortstop. Call anybody off. Roman Lozinski is the hitter. Grounded out. Landon Post. His first time up. Had two great catches. Stole some runs from us, I think. Take strike one.
Well, the guy in the red car out in the outfield that I thought was going to hit, he moved.
He got out of there. That was too close.
He's thinking, I just about had a swimming pool in my hood.
I about had a huge old dent. Right on the outside corner, but just a little out.
Tailstones.
One ball, one strike, two outs in the inning.
I bet you only got hit by one hail. Yeah, but it was big.
It was a big one. Fly ball hit pretty good. Cale Rimmel on his horse, runs over, and he's got it.
Nice
for the
job.
Third out of the inning.
Nice job, Ducey.
Old F8 there.
Nothing but goose eggs up there for the Rockford boys, although we got
no runs. They did get one man on with a one base hit. Left one guy on. After four complete, Indians 1, Panthers 0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Back at Don Black Field here in Rockford, Ohio. A little switcheroo here between the first baseman and pitcher. Ford goes to first. And Caden Berry now on top of the old bump here for the Parkway Panthers. He's going to face 9-1-2. Alex Deuce, our pitcher.
Deucey, get on, buddy.
Deucey popped her up to the third baseman his first time up. Need to get fired up here. One run does not make me feel all warm and fuzzy, Fee.
No, not at all. We need a little insurance.
It's a little chilly breeze right here tonight.
Yep, that's the truth.
Could use my warm and fuzzy slippers. There's a nice bunt right down the first base line. Going to be a tough play for the pitcher.
He made a nice play.
And he comes off that hill just perfect. Gets him by a step to first base.
Nice idea.
Exactly right, Harold.
Good idea.
Just hit a little too hard.
A little harder would have been better.
Either harder.
Yeah, a little harder wouldn't have been bad, but real slow would have been.
It would have been a tough play, too.
All right, Landon.
Nice play by the Parkway Panthers.
Yep.
Out number one.
Yep.
And we roll back to the top.
Top of the order.
Bustio for one. Got hit the last time up. Reached it over. Got over to second
curveball. Ball down.
Caden Berry, I don't know. They don't know how. We don't have the grades on there. How old
no,
he is.
No, Mr. Triplett couldn't access their roster, so I had to get it off of Max Preps, and they didn't have grades.
That's all right.
So, but we got first and last name, so that's good.
That's always good.
Yep.
Three balls, no strikes here to Landon Post.
I do know Eddie Nichols is finally a senior.
There's a strike right down the old middle of the plate.
3-1.
Yeah, Indians scored their first
pitch.
Inning.
Here, Landon, hitter's pitch, buddy. He's going to throw you here right down the middle. You're going to hit it right back
at it. Right back to him. Easy
twice.
Play for the pitcher.
Twice, Landon went back,
back
to him.
Back to back, one.
Like
threes.
Slow roller go to the third base, make it a little tougher.
Yeah, absolutely. We hit one ball to the third baseman, and he threw it past his first baseman the last time. So
Caden Greasy hit the ball hard last time, base hit.
All right, Caden Greasy, come on now.
Get us started with two. That seems to be the only way we scored.
That was a little outside, ball one. Yeah, we scored one in the first inning off when we had two outs. White Ben with a big double and then scored on an error by the third baseman. That's the only run of the game. There's a hard ground ball. The shortstop scoops her up, fires over to first base, and he gets him by half a step. Three up, three down for the Indians.
Another quick one.
Man, oh, man, we're buzzing through this bad boy. 4.5 in the Bucks, Fee, and we are still leading 1-0.
Hanging on.
The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 15th, and you can pick up the dinners from noon to 2 p.m. at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires that day, starting at 11 a.m., so just bring the family and make a day of it. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $9 each, and you get half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 15th from noon to 2 p.m. during our home baseball doubleheader with South Adams.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and you can make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and Russell Stover candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. So visit Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hippity hoppity happy Easter day.
Yeah, who picked that song out? Did Kyle pick that song out?
Hippity hoppity hoopity hoppity.
That was you, Spence?
Yep.
Jackson Craner leads off.
Gene Autry.
Strike right down the middle.
Doozy throwing a hell of a ball game here so far tonight.
Doozy doing a great job. Let's keep it up.
Yeah, one hit. Although the Indians got
Craner, number 8 hitter. Curveball just a little low.
Man,
pitch.
Dropped a little bit too quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Good pitch, though.
I texted my wife. Strike. She can look out the back window and see what the score of this game is.
Give us a score. Good pitch. Right on the knees, fastball.
Can you read this softball scoreboard from
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got her.
Thinking about turning that boys just a
smidge over, though. Yeah. Oh,
or just put another one on the back.
Two balls, two strikes.
I can't see. It's perfect straight, right? I'd have to turn him quite a bit. I think people would notice.
<laughs> <laughs> Why is that thing pointing towards Calvin's eye?
That one's coming right over our head, B.
Yeah, watch the backspin. Nope. Looking good. Two balls, two strikes.
Oh, they played it well off throw.
Jackson Craner. Battling. All right, Deucey, let's see what you got here. Oh, good pitch. High heat, but he got just a little bit of it.
Got his hands on it, didn't he?
Yep.
Right off the edge of the tape.
Just barely got it. Might have to go to Uncle Charlie and set him down.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Two balls, two strikes. Slaps it into the
Kevin Hanks arms.
Yep. Kevin, I got to give you an error on that one, buddy.
Yeah, biggie.
Coach got an error on that one.
Was my wife sleeping or what's going on?
She ain't waking up.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. I see something bubbling.
There's a side armor strike.
Did he side arm him?
Yes, sir.
I missed that.
That's a case swinging. He was looking at that sidearm saying, what is that?
I'm going to say I haven't seen that much.
No. The old submarine, Scotty Sullivan.
All right. Here's the update.
Got an update?
Fort Recovery Indians 3, Parkway Panthers 7.
Ooh, Panthers hitting the ball good.
What inning?
Yeah, that took too much work for her, so she ain't going to give me that.
Oh. Strike one. Number 9 hitter, Fletcher Smith.
Just so it's not center the fielder. End of the game.
I'd say it's getting close.
Yep, it's almost 6:30. That's about how long those last, usually.
Usually. Much longer than that.
Ooh,
curveball.
Man.
He was reaching out there to hit that.
He could have swung twice.
Yeah. That was a nasty one.
If he'd swung really, really hard and he spun around, he could have hit it on the
side. No balls, two strikes. Number 9 hitter, let's blow up by him here. What do you say? Deucey. Oh, that was close.
Yeah, Red Man needed to give us a strike here.
Red Man was holding the dough that time, baby. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Deucey Wines pitches. Struck him out on the outside corner looking. That's okay, looking.
That was a nice one.
Deucey on top of his game right now.
He is pitching well. Back to the top of the order.
Don't jinx him.
Devin Crouch, your hitter. Brandon Bruins on deck.
This guy's got more gloves. He's got 2 sticking out of his back pocket.
He's got gloves everywhere.
He's got running gloves.
He looks like Willie Mays Hayes.
Well, how many gloves? Yeah.
Willie Mays Hayes. Swinging a mess on the old curveball.
Major League 2. Got one for every stolen base.
Got them everywhere. Every pocket's full of glove. Ground ball, third base.
Oh, he throws
nice
him
play,
out.
Play, but he can't make it.
Tell you what.
Great play by Caden Greasy.
Yeah, he stopped it.
Dove it, stopped. Couldn't get up in time to make the throw. But base hit.
Yeah, he got him. I mean, he was close.
It was only
across a couple steps.
Nice play by Caden. Let's get out of this here. Now.
Two up single.
Got to think that runner at first might be going.
Well, they need something to happen.
He got 11
here.
Pairs of gloves for no reason. Good pitch.
Yep.
Yeah, he is changing gloves.
Yeah, they're stealing gloves on now.
Yep. Yeah, just base running gloves.
I'll tell you what, they looked a lot like the other gloves.
Yep. Brandon Bruins had a sacrifice.
Ooh.
And he popped out to the third baseman.
Yep. So Alex threw over, about got him.
0 for 1.
Close. Apache smashed his glove on top of his helmet and buried his face in the dirt.
Yeah, he kind of crunched.
I didn't notice that.
Dramatic. Gave him a cruncher.
Oh, just a little outside.
That's a nice pitch.
Patch you a little love tap on top of the helmet with the glove.
You don't want to come in here like that.
Somebody that big a love tap could really hurt you.
One ball, one strike.
Buried the bill of his helmet. Out of play.
Way foul. He's way out in front of that one. One ball, two strikes.
About 100 feet above that
Alex
pole.
Deuce got him guessing here. Let's get him guessing.
Yeah, two outs here. Let's get out of this, baby.
Yep. Anyway.
One ball, two strikes. Let's just fool him right here.
1-2, he says. I like it. I would think the runner's going, and he is. Ground ball. Oh, no.
He's out.
He's out at second base.
Nice job right there.
Good play by Landon Post.
Oh, man.
Ball rolled right to second base, and Landon picked it up 1 second before he got there.
If he don't steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out by a mile then, right?
Yeah.
Then he'd have got there a little later.
I'm saying Landon was standing at the bag because he was stealing.
Yeah,
he was
that's a base hit up the middle. Yeah,
that's a base hit up the middle.
Could have been a base hit up the middle.
That's exactly right. Landon went over to cover the bag, and ball comes right to him. He's got his foot on the bag. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was no runs on one hit. Still after five, it's 1-0 Indians.
I'm going to get us one.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes. Great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. We're going to go across a couple of games.
As we said before, we got
the Indians girls getting beat 7-3 at home tonight against the Parkway Panthers in their MAC opener.
Need a big inning here. Come on, girls.
We can get her.
Don't give up yet.
Saturday, we got a baseball game at home.
Yep.
Yeah, we host Anzonia.
First one in your backyard.
Yeah, we got a baseball game in the backyard here. Saturday at 11 o'clock start time.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Monday, softball hosts St. Mary's on Sports Stream 2. Baseball is at Tri-Village. That's a road trip, Tri-Village.
Yep. Tri-Village. Yep.
I don't know about that one, boys.
45 minutes to get there.
Toughy.
Ooh, toughy on that one. Tuesday, baseball at Brazales. Ooh, love that game over
there.
Love their field over there at Brazales.
Fun game to watch. Fun place to watch.
We've had some great games over there.
We have.
Thursday, we host Delta St. John's. That'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. And then next Saturday, we got baseball. We host South Adams in a doubleheader. 11 a.m. start. So here we go. Top of the sixth. Wyatt Ben leading us off. Takes the first one right off the old left.
Plunkaruski, he's on.
Right off the old left thigh.
Oh, booty cheek there. That's the best place to get hit.
That is the third time I've seen Wyatt get hit. Didn't you say he got hit?
Yes.
He got hit the other night, and he got hit at Salina.
Yep.
And he's not leaning into it.
Nope.
He's got a ball magnet.
Kale hit a rocket last time up.
All right. Nice stop by the
short. Great job by the catcher
right there in the dirt.
Should have been on second.
So Wyatt down at first. Leadoff guy at first. Kale Rammel at the plate. Troy Homan on deck.
All right. Cappy, you said you're going to get us one.
I said I was going to get us around. No cushion here. We need a cushion.
A cushion.
And that baby's hit pretty hard out towards the left center field. Center fielder on his horse is going back, making a play on it.
He's got her.
For out number one. And Wyatt's going to have to stay home.
Hit her hard.
Yeah, he put a charge into it.
She's just not going anywhere tonight. Cold out, wind blowing in.
It is cold. That don't help anything.
Nope. All right, Troy, get us going here.
All right, one away here. Troy Homan up. Riggs Toby on deck. Two hits apiece now for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Indians with one run in the first inning.
One big error out there on the home team. We are very appreciative of. There goes a runner.
Oh, base hit.
And that's a hit.
Base hit by Troy out to right field. Wyatt's on his horse going to third. They're going to smartly bring it into second base, and that's
Troy.
Where we're going to stay. So Troy Homan with a nice base hit.
Yeah, Wyatt was moving on the pitch, and
little hit and run there. Nice job, Coach.
Nice job by Coach Ike is exactly right. And we go first and third. Let's do that for a bit.
Only one out.
Second baseman. Let's go. Went to cover on that.
I want to see Riggs
hit wide open hole there.
Coach Schaffner going to go out and talk to his pitcher.
This might be it.
See once what happens. I don't know.
We'll see.
Going to go out and do a little chit-chat, talk about the plays here. Now
first,
we're
and,
first
third.
And third.
We got to send them, huh?
Boy's looking a little fired up right there.
Troy will be going.
Yeah, now we need Riggs to come in here. Give me a little something here.
He hit a bomb down the left field line the last time that Lazinski made an unbelievable play.
Yes, he did. I tell you what, that kid.
He's been tough.
A lot of baseball next week. Supposed to be a beautiful week, too.
Could
folks.
Be. Supposed to be in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's going to be a gorgeous week.
It's going to be unreal.
Let's get the shorts out.
How Bubba show up next week when 70.
Yeah.
He'll be back. And Bobby will be. You know what, boys? I can probably come.
I'll come.
Well, you know what he'll probably do, like you did at South Adams about 5 or 6 years ago. Come for the first game, get sunburned, and went home.
Hard day.
I mean, it was you know, it was like this. And then the next day, it was 75 degrees, sun, and. He wasn't the only one got sunburned that day, but he got.
He now they got a gorgeous press box up there now. Last year
yes,
was over there.
They do.
South
Bend.
Nice.
Oh,
nice up there.
Very nice.
Plus, if it's Monday, Bubba's going to be at home watching the Masters because it's not going to be done.
No, it's not.
It's going to rain every day now.
Ain't looking too good weather, man.
No.
All right, we're going to stick with our pitcher.
Yep.
He's staying in.
Hayden Barry
staying
in
first
there.
And third.
Here comes Riggs Tobey. Going to try to drive
it. I got
to
think first pitch Troy's going.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
Nope, you stand put.
We're going to throw a bunt.
We were throwing a little. That might have been a little squeeze.
Why didn't go, though? Why?
Safety squeeze.
Yeah.
A little safety squeeze.
Just see how it goes down?
Yeah, my thing.
So he fouls that away. Strike number one. One out here. Top of the sixth inning. Indians up by one, looking for to add on.
Yes, sir.
Good chance at it here with only one out. Runners on the course.
Sure, boy. Pretty good lead. Going to go back. Pitcher steps off the mound.
Pitcher's a little bit rattled right now.
A little rattled right now. Big lead for Troy.
Shows Bunny. This time he puts it down.
You got to get down. You got to get down.
He's going to look, and he's going to throw.
Wyatt, you got to get farther down there. You have nobody holding you on.
Oh, nice play by the Parkway Panthers.
Yeah, he could have got way down there.
I don't understand that one. That and he's telling the coach right now, he said, you got to get farther down.
Third baseman was in front of him.
Coaches, he kind of stopped where he was at, and the third baseman was right beside him.
So do you want him to come after you then?
Oh, you got to come farther down. Yeah, absolutely. Come farther down. Yeah.
At least as far as
the it's going to be a race back to third if the pitcher decides he's going to try to get you. So you run back to third.
Yeah, that's true. Now we got two outs. Runners at second,
big
third here, and we need Daniel Pass to come big here with a big old hit.
He's been locked up twice on a curveball, so he's doing a straight one out here.
Absolutely. Two away now.
Point base hit here, gets a couple runs.
That would
big.
Be a cushion. That one's a little outside.
Just a little outside.
Daniel has been putting the wood on the ball there.
Not tonight.
Metal, maybe, but so time for him to get this.
He's due to get one.
Timed out.
Find a hole somewhere, anywhere.
Come on, Patchy. Let's go now. Little low. Good eye right there.
Good job. Good job. 3-0. Well, I give him the old swingeroo here.
Well, I think if it's a good pitch, why not?
I think so. 3-0. He's got to throw her down the middle here.
They're going to walk
him. Bo 10, put it to him here.
All right. You know what to do, 10. So Patchy gets an intentional
big
walk.
Big Bo. Base is loaded.
So Patsy at first, Troy Homan at second, White Men at third.
Time for Bo to crank one up here.
Just hit a gap anywhere.
That's
big.
Takes a strike right down the heart of the plate.
Bo wants that inside
corner.
What's
Bo done so far today?
Bo so far, he struck out. He popped up to the shortstop first time out, struck out looking his last time up.
Let's get one right over second base.
Time to go 1-for-3.
We look.
Low ball right
some
there.
Balls will be tough, I tell you what. Put a little heat on that pitcher.
No place to put him.
Bo, you got a big gap there.
Base
between
is
third
full.
And short. Pull one. He loves to pull it.
Base is full of purple.
Oh my
goodness.
Whoa.
He missed that by a
I think maybe
three,
he guessed
five
wrong
seconds.
On that one. Yeah.
That's the dangest thing I ever seen.
He was swinging.
If you don't think he was sitting on a fastball there.
He was definitely sitting on a fastball.
He was swinging before his arm was in. Swing and a miss.
Got it. Threw it right by.
Man.
Bo goes down swinging, and we leave the bases loaded with one out. Not a good ending for that inning, and I wanted to run bad there. Mm. We're through 5.5 in the books, folks. Still 1-0 Indians.
I really question the safety squeeze there.
It's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We are back here, Don Blackfield. We got a good old good one going here. It is 1-0, Fort Recovery Indians.
I kind of thought this might be a high-scoring game. We scored right in the first inning. And
ain't seen anything since, have we?
They haven't scored. We haven't scored since.
Pitching's been pretty darn good.
There has been some. We've had a few opportunities. But
Caden Berry leads off. He hits one foul right away. Out of play.
I'd like to know how many pitches Deucey's got. I don't think a whole heck of a lot.
I don't think he does either. He's been pretty darn efficient.
I'm kind of hoping we can keep him in there. He's been a heck of a ball game.
He's done a great game. Here we go. No balls, one strike. Just a little outside. 1-1. Caden Berry. The pitcher now.
Yep,
he's on the Panthers. Eddie Nichols on deck. Good pitch. Little curveball broke right at the right time. 1-2. To Berry. 3-4-5 hitters coming up. The big meat of the lineup. We got to get through this somehow.
Yeah, big inning here for the Indians defense.
There's a side armor. And that is hit right at Kale, but it's going to drop in front of him. A base hit. All right, Eddie Nichols is your hitter. Nobody out. We got a runner first.
First time they got their leadoff guy on since like the second inning, I think.
Now we'll see what he thinks. This is your number four hitter. You got a bunny? In a 1-0 game?
1-0 game. Got to get a runner in scoring position.
Got to get him in scoring position, unless you steal him.
He does, bunny. Pops him up.
Popped him up. A little foulish. Usually number four hitters aren't very good bunters. Normally.
I would have to agree with that.
Usually they're here to swing. Look down a double take.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure you want me to bunt?
Look at my guns.
Wyatt's coming in. Or that's Caden.
Caden Greasier. Oh, that's going to get past Patchy.
Patchy.
Exactly.
That's not what we want. He's coming.
Oh, he's going
big
to third.
Foul, big foul. Come on,
come
Patchy.
On. Get him over there.
Yep.
And he's
all the way to third.
And that, my friends.
Throw over to first. Got by Patchy. And he went all the way first to third. Nobody out. Yeah, tying run
slow down.
Is at third.
So this guy has walked on 4 pitches, struck out on 3 pitches. But he's their cleanup hitter. And
we need an out.
Well, he don't have to bunt no more.
No.
Nope. You won't be bunting.
We need another strikeout, Deucey.
Yep. Pop up.
Good pitch. High heat.
Nice.
Strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. That's
first
a
time
frustration
had,
strike there.
Yeah, first time they got a guy down to third, I think, in this ballgame, isn't it?
Sure
it?
Is.
Yeah.
Strike him out, high heat.
Wow.
Nice job. Okay, swinging first out. Now you got to watch for that squeeze.
Next up, the catcher,
Well, he's certainly got to try something. He's thinking the same thing we are.
Bryce Stearns. Yeah, you got to do anything you can to get him in. Got the left-hander.
And you got the left-hander up.
Is he going to drag it towards Daniel? Ball a little high. Stearnsy, what's he done the last time? Stearnsy grounded out to second base and had a base hit. Foul ball down the line. Evens the count at 1-1.
This would be a big out.
This would be a huge out.
Let's do a little pop-up like that.
Braxton Ford on deck.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ford's on deck. He hasn't been, showing us much, so doesn't mean he can't.
Ducey got the infield in. That's a shot over the head of Landon Post. Base hit. Ties the game up 1-1. Not what we wanted. Nope. That's a base hit.
Well, get and that's out in the seventh inning. Top of the seventh. We have to get her going here.
Yeah, we need to get out of this one here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, this one first. Runner at first. One away in the inning.
Now batting the first baseman, number 19.
Well, that was a big error throwing that over to first base.
Oh, yeah, you got to knock it down somehow. You can't let that happen. Strike one. All right, Ducey, let's get back in here.
Let's go, Alex.
No lead at all at first. Way high. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Alex.
To the starting pitcher, Braxton Ford. Strike foul. One ball, two strikes.
One out, one on. We got to get them. Got to
get them out.
Get this out here. Let's just turn a double play.
I'm liking the old strike three here.
I'm all for that, too.
There you go.
Got it.
Okay, looking.
Nice. Cut that outside corner, it looked like, from here.
That brings the number seven hitter, Roman Lozinski.
Well, he's had a great glove. I just hope the bat doesn't wake up.
Little bat needs to stay dead. Popped out to the second baseman, Landon Post, and struck out looking.
Batting lefty.
Two away in the inning. Indians trying to battle their way out of this. No more runs.
Yeah, we're going to get out of this mess.
Yep, first one's a little high.
Who we got out? We're about in the middle of the lineup, ain't we? Troy got a hit last time up. We're getting Bo struck out.
So I think it'll be Alex and then
Alex at the top.
Alex and we roll back to the top.
Roll back to the top.
That's three runs.
Yeah, that would work for me.
This has got nine innings up. Extra innings run all over. Strike one. Two balls, one strike.
Might have to wear my fuzzy slippers to bed. As cold as my toes are getting.
Two balls, one strike. Newsy eyes. Shoots her right down the middle. Nice. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Yes. Pudge.
Deuces are wild.
Yes, they are.
Left fielder. Lozinski, one time. Got him.
Nice.
With some heat. Whew. Alex has pitched absolutely wonderful.
Yes, he has. He's pitched a great game.
One error there cost us. So both runs have came on errors.
Yep. That's exactly right. Both unearned runs. Now, somehow we got to get.
All right, we're going to the top of the seventh.
I got
to
get us one.
We got to get a run, Cappy.
It was too close last time.
After six complete, it's all knotted up 1-1.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hall Brothers.
All right, here we go.
Back at her.
Fee, we got to go. We got a barn burner going here. 1-1 ball
Ouch,
game.
Gotta
top
get on
of the
here.
Seventh inning.
Got to get on here somehow.
Alex
Deuce
leads off the purple and white. And he takes the first pitch.
Right at the knees.
Deuce's pitched a heck of a ball game.
Boy, that's pitched a great game.
I'd love to see him come around and score the go-ahead run for sure.
Starting pitchers have both been good this week. Boatin was good down there for six.
I can't see. We don't have anybody warming up, so.
No.
Got a feeling Deucey's going to go back out there.
Might
going to
give us one more inning.
Hopefully that's all we
need. Go out there with a lead.
That one's a little low right there. Two balls and a strike. Come on, Deucey. Anyhow. Anyway.
Yep. Give me a little leany with the shoulder on a curveball. Clunk you.
Gets a piece of that bad boy back to the fence. Mm-hmm. Indians with one run on three hits. Parkway with one run on four hits now.
Yep.
Each team with an error?
Each team's error cost the run,
each
too.
Each team with an unearned run.
There's get a chopper head. Back come on, over come the on, pitcher's head. Come on, come on, come on, Deucey.
Deucey's hustling down to first, and he is
safe. Diving into first base, and that caught him the call, I think.
I think so, too. He was going down there, and the shortstop come up. And
it didn't look like he was going to get there with his feet, but when he dove
good
forward.
Good job, Alex.
That was a great effort by Alex Deuce.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I'm not sure if it was meant to be a head first or if
I don't
it just kind of.
That or he tripped it. It was absolutely perfect because he
whatever
fell right
the
on
case.
The bag.
Yeah, he fell right on the bag, and now we got our leadoff guy on, and we
now
roll back
we
to the
top.
Got to
put some pressure on here.
Top of the order. Here we go, boys. Just like we did down at.
Well, we got to get him in.
Down
we got to get him over.
On Monday.
It's going to take. Oh, it's a little low, a little low. Not that one. Didn't like that one.
I thought it was low and outside.
Well, we got to get him. We got to get him down here, I think.
Yep.
Landon, you got to get him over second.
Somehow. Get him over there.
Let Caden drive him in. Back. He doesn't have a solid move, I don't think.
Very deliberate step off. So.
Yeah, get a little bit bare. Come on, Landon. Do your job here, baby. Back. Now we go.
Alex has stepped back. Didn't have to dive back either time.
So. No, he could probably get a little bit more. But
another half step.
Got to be safe.
Oh, yeah, we can't let him get
there he
caught.
Goes. No. Here comes the road down to second, and he's in there.
He's still on there.
Yes.
Safe is the call at second base.
Yep. I thought he was looking to see if the fielder had the ball.
I don't know, but Alex could have.
Alex was there.
He could have two broken arms, a broken leg, five cracked ribs. He's had two crunch dives on the base. Neither one of them look pretty either.
Somebody needs to teach him how to do it.
We
got to
do
a
head first dive. Pete Rose would not be happy with you.
He's
kind of
looking at shaking his hands.
I said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Man, it looks easy on TV.
Looks so easy.
Why can't I do it? But hey, the go ahead run now.
Don't matter. He got where he needs to get.
He's
now.
Out there at second base, and now Landon Post
Landon,
can drive
push
in
one
that
to the
go
right
ahead
side
run.
Here.
Exactly what we want to do.
Nobody out.
Let's get him.
And
oh, that's a beautiful
first
ball.
Line.
Go hard.
Tough play
go
from
hard.
The first baseman, and he's
well
going
to
make the
got him
play.
To third. Got him to third.
But
did his job.
Exactly
yes,
what he needed to do. So a great sacrifice.
Caden Greasy's got to get that winning run in right here.
Yep.
Come on now.
So what's Caden done today?
Caden's got a base hit.
Yeah, Caden
one
hit it hard
three,
the last
maybe.
Time. Grounded out
he's,
the shortstop he's had last some, time up.
He's hitting it.
He's had some nice at-bats this year.
Now, this thing, got to hit one to the right side probably or –
anything. Yeah,
come
you can
on,
get
Deucey. We got to get you in somehow.
Infield, obviously.
Hopefully, don't have to do a dive.
One out here, top of the seventh inning, 1-1 ball
swing
game. Caden swinging hard.
I'm thinking maybe down at Houston, he might have hit one to the fence.
little high heater there.
Had several guys that hit him to the fence that day. He might have been one of them.
Got a squeeze in you, Coach?
Nope. That one's inside.
Ball inside. He's thinking about it.
Ball and a strike.
Well, the outfielders are still playing plenty deep right here, so
yeah.
If they catch it where they're at.
Infielders are all in. They're going to make the play at home if they can.
I feel pretty confident here. That one's fouled back out of play.
Got a battle now. Come on. Come on, Cade.
One ball, two strikes.
Benny on deck.
Wyatt and Ben on deck. Benny so far scored the only run for the Indians.
So far.
Come on, Caden. Put in play here. Popped up.
A piece of that one.
Could be trouble. That's going to drop.
That's going to be over the
second. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to fall in there. And here comes Alex Deuce. He's flying home. Here comes the play at the plate.
Yes, sir.
And now there goes Greasy down to second.
Greasy stays down to second base. Aggressive base running by Caden Greasy. Put himself into scoring position. Indians take the lead 2-1.
Whew.
Wow.
Man, I thought that was a routine thing, and that second baseman was playing.
They were pretty deep. Yeah, and he's playing in on that. He's playing normal depth. He probably catches it. But they were looking for a ground ball play at home.
They had to drop. Yeah.
Five one, Wyatt.
All right. Nice job by Caden Greasy. He put himself into scoring position.
Wyatt. Here comes Wyatt Ben.
One out. Wyatt Ben. He's been hitting the ball hard.
Benny got plunked in the butt last time up.
High heat.
Swings at a high cheeser.
Boys like the high cheese.
Gail Ramo on deck here for the Indians. Well, I hope to see him bat.
I got to think we're going to see Deucey one more inning, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Foul.
That one's fouled.
Out of play.
Fought that one off over to the side.
Yep. 0-2. It'll be a little tough on White. Anything close, we got to get it in play here.
Yep. Ground ball, anything.
Yeah,
let him play.
Let's get him to third. He can score from third. Who knows?
I don't think they're looking back. They need an out.
They got to get the out, yep.
Especially if it's hit soft. They don't have a chance.
He's got a big lead down there in second. Gaten might take off. Oh, fastball high.
Way over his head.
Way over his head. One ball, two strikes.
One away here, top of the seventh. Gail Ramo on deck. Wyatt Bennett to play.
Come on, Wyatt Bennett. Get a hit here.
Find a gap.
Greasy at second base. After
give me a base hit here.
Drove in the go-ahead run.
Ah.
The mess. Got out in front of him.
Took a little off of that one.
Yeah, he did.
Up in. Just got him by him. Just a little.
Go, Kale.
Out number two, and that's going to bring the cleanup hitter, number two, Kale Ramo.
Kale's hitter every time. He just can't find a spot.
Yeah, he's been hitting it.
Got to find a spot where nobody is.
Put the bat on the ball again.
This would be a good time.
Big man for a base hit would be really big here. Curveball.
Curveball comes in there at 62 mile an hour.
Pretty nice one, too.
Maybe even high 50s.
If you're going to throw that one again, let him know.
Yeah, so he can step up a little bit and crunch it.
Greasy out there at second. Here comes a fastball right down the pipe.
Gale falls a little outside. Umpire says, I don't think so.
Yeah, now he falls behind.
Cut that corner.
No ball, two strikes.
Base hit here. Right side's wide open
don't
for
leave
base
him out
hit
there.
Here, huh? Huge gap.
Outside.
Ooh. Yeah, he's playing him pretty close to the line out there in left field, isn't he? A little closer than I think would be safe.
There's some gaps out there. If he can get it over the infielder's head.
They're deep. They're deep out there.
They are way out there.
There's a curveball. Stays high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh. Indians up 2-1 and a barn burner.
We got a barn burner here.
Indians score one in the first and one now in the top of the seventh to take a one-run lead. Swing and a miss. Got him.
All right. Well, they did what they had to do. They got a run.
Got a run. Now we're just going to hang on to it, Fee.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're through 7.5. 2-1 ball game. Indians on top.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Well, we're back here at Don Black Stadium. We are in a barn burner, 2-1. Fort Recovery Indians lead it. We got a big run in the top of the seventh. Now we got to get a goose egg here on the Panthers in the bottom. They'll have 8-9-1. Jackson Craner, Fletcher Smith, and Devin Crouch.
Little up.
Deucey back out there trying to hold
Deucey,
this game.
Yeah, he's going to try to do it himself. He's had a great game so far. Keep it going, partner. Line drive, base hit up the middle. What's the tying run at first? Nobody out.
Come on, Indians. Yeah, he's throwing strikes, making them hit it. So
yeah, that's good. That's a piece of hitting there. Went to opposite field there a little bit. Might be pinch hitting here.
Yeah, what we got going on here?
We're doing a little talking.
Maybe we got a pinch runner.
Yeah, that's possible too. Yeah, he's got a bat.
Got a bat.
I don't think you're allowed to take the bat to first base.
I don't think so.
Throw one over, hit it.
You definitely get the second if you wanted to. Well, I'm saying nobody's going to tag you.
After Patchy tagged the last guy and beat his face in the dirt, yeah. This guy's going to bring a bat with him.
Xavier Samples is the pinch hitter. Xavier's probably coming in here to put a bunt down.
Yep, I'd say.
Coach Schaffner.
Got a little trick up sleeve.
Trying to figure out how he can get that.
He needs that guy to
Jackson Craner to the home plate.
You betcha.
Hopefully he pops one up here.
He needs 270 feet out of that kid somehow.
Pitch squares the bunt a little high.
Maybe Deucey was feeling him out there a little high pitch.
Caden Greasy way in at third base. He's going to try to dig one out of the air. Oh, yeah, he went on that one. 1-1.
Oh, yeah, he definitely.
That was definitely ball two, too, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
We got a little help there.
He is squaring the bunt. Left-hander.
Been sitting there freezing the whole night. Goes at that one, misses that one, too.
Twice. Okay, sub is eight.
Those couple of high pitches, but.
Samples.
Hey, he chased the first two. I'd say we put another one up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's going to be
all two strikes. He did throw it up high.
Oh.
That's going to die. Riggs is going to get him.
Good play. Good play by Riggs. He jumping out there. Boy, that thing popped up just enough. I thought maybe we might get it out of the air. No such luck. We got a runner at second base.
So Samples does what he's supposed to do.
He did what he was supposed to. Yeah, two strikes. That's
bunt
a big
with
bunt.
Two strikes.
That's a big bunt.
That is definitely a big bunt.
Especially after
Jackson Craner's a second. We're back to the top of the lineup with Devin Crouch.
Yeah, he completely missed the first two, so that third pitch or third strike buttons.
Gutsy.
But it worked. Let's hope they don't get
Devin
rewarded.
Devin got on
the
base on balls. He got a base hit, and he struck out looking.
Come on, Doozy.
Let's get ahead here, big fella.
Come on, Alex.
Down. Get her down. A little high there. Ball one.
I would say it's safe to say Wyatt Benn is 40 feet in from where the Parkway boys play left field.
Yeah, he's way in. Get a hold over, Dizzy. All right, leadoff hitter, Brandon.
And maybe they brought him in a little bit to try to throw him out at home on a base hit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's not, assuming, not super deep.
They're not, none of them are deep. But. Problem is, if he gets a hold of one, he can run a while.
He could stand on third, couldn't he?
Yeah. Well, Deucey's got to keep her down on his knees. Two balls, one strike, one out in the inning. Tying runs at second base. Here's the pitch. Ball high.
Let's go, Alex.
Three balls, one strike on Devin Crouch.
Braden Bruins on deck.
This is top of the order, right?
Yep.
This
yeah. Lead off. Yep. Lead off hitter. There's a good pitch.
I could hear
taking it all the way there.
That one. Yeah, he was.
Full count. Throw one more by him here. 4-1 time.
Yeah, don't lose him. Fought back. You got him now.
Seventh inning. Popped up. Going to be a tough play here.
Come on, Caden. Get back here.
Caden Greasy's trying to get back here. He caught the ball and fell down. And we held the runner at second base. Nice job by Caden Greasy.
Good job, Caden.
Had to go a long way back pedaling, and he made a nice play. His glove or his hat popped up. I thought it was the ball.
Well, that is what it was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah,
it looked like something came out.
I think he hit his head hard on the dirt.
Pop out to number
Coach Hines going out to talk to Alex with two outs.
Okay, Alex.
So you're one out away from a complete game.
Yep, I think that's all he said.
Braden Bruins.
I think that's all he said.
Braden Bruins
said, look, Alex, you've pitched one hell of a ball game.
So what has this kid done?
He had a sacrifice his first time up, bunt, and second time up. Popped out to Caden Greasy. And his last time, he hit a ground ball to second base that Landon picked up just in time to get the guy at third. Yep. Good pitch. Oh, just a little
just
outside.
A little bit.
Looked good to me. Real good.
Late.
We're off to the side, but, man, that looked like it's going to catch that corner.
All right. Boy's trying to hold him close, make it tough on him. Popped up. Landon Post has got to
beat.
He's got it. Indians going to win this one. 2-1. Great game by Alex Deuce.
Full and we're leading
complete
the MAC.
Game. Great job by the Indians tonight. Just got enough to win. 2-1.
Boy, I thought that thing had a chance of falling there, too.
Well, that's so too. And if it squirted out, you never know what's going to happen. But Landon made another nice play.
All right, we'll take a break.
We're going to take a break. Come back with some stats.
Yes, sir.
The Cy Iota's Eyes annual Brick Street Market is coming up on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 2 on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery. This will be a hometown craft and food fair featuring local merchants, vendors, crafters, and food trucks. If you're looking for some unique gifts and decor, this is where you want to be. And if you're a vendor and would like to show off your business to the public, please contact them at theta.zeta.fortrecovery@gmail.com or contact Mindy Wendell at 419-733-2541. You don't want to miss this fun event, the Cy Iota's Eyes Annual Brick Street Market, held right here in downtown Fort Recovery on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 2. Here's a fun way to help out people in need. Our baseball and softball teams are having a competition to see which team can get the most donations for our local food pantry. On Thursday, April 13th, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and the boys will host Delphi St. John's, and whichever team has the most donated items that night will get to pie their coaches in the face. And for every item you donate, you'll get a ticket to win prizes, so when you help others, you can also be a winner. Needed items include non-perishable food and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc. Get up to our new sports complex on Thursday, April 13th and support either the softball or baseball team with your donations. The winning team gets to pie their coaches after the game. This is going to be a lot of fun while you're helping to support local families. Softball versus baseball supporting our local food pantry, Thursday, April 13th. Get to the games and help out our friends.
Yes, all right, we're back here at Parkway. Indians come away with a 2-1 victory over the Parkway Panthers. And, Fee, that was an awesome ball game. You were scaring me saying we were going to go 9-10 innings.
For a while there,
I was thinking you're spot on. But the Indians come away, get a run in the top of the seventh. Alex goes out there, holds them on the mouth, pitches
Deuce.
A complete game.
Alex Deuce and scores a winning run.
Yeah, game ball to Alex Deuce, no doubt about it. For the Parkway Panthers, they had one run on five hits. They struck out 9 times. Deucey had a nice game on the mound there.
He did have.
Only had 3 walks. They stranded 7. They committed 1 error, and we scored a run off of that error. For the Fort Recovery boys, we had 2 runs on 5 hits. We struck out 8 times. We only walked twice. We stranded 7. We had an error that gave them 1 run. And we actually had two guys that got hit.
A couple hit batsmen tonight. Yep.
But the Indians come away. They go 1-0 in the MAC, 3-1 on the year.
Oh, that's the way to start, though. Boy, you love to get ahead like that and get a 3-1 record. You know, and I'll tell you what, winning is so much more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, they'll have a fun bus ride on the way home.
Great bus ride home. Absolutely.
They'll be hooting and hollering a little bit, and you know, they should be they should have Ducey up on their shoulders going to that bus because he carried them tonight.
He pretty much carried them tonight. And he did a great job.
Good game by Wyatt Benn. Benny with a big double there in the first inning, and he comes around to score and top of the first, and we thought maybe we'd score some runs, and man, we had to work hard to get them.
We did. We really did. Worked our butts off to get two runs.
Great
job by Ducey. You just can't say enough about that kid.
No, he stood out there, and I tell you what, I think he wanted it. And I don't know if Coach went out there and said, hey, you got to do this for us. You got to finish it.
Got to get this thing done.
He bared down, got the out, and big play by Landon. And
seventh inning was so big, you know, with Alex getting on, diving into first base to get the safe call. A two-strike bunt by Landon Post, absolutely picture-perfect down the first baseline to get him to second. And then, you know, base hit out into right field. It dropped.
Get him on, get him over, get him in, right?
Boy, they did it the way it's supposed to be done. And it looks fun when it works like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Game-winning hit by Caden Greasy. And the Indians are fired up, heading to the bus. But I tell you what, we got some upcoming games. On Saturday, we host the Anzonia Tigers at home. If you got time, get out there. It's supposed to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And watch the boys play.
11 a.m. start.
11 a.m. I'll be playing golf.
Oh,
11 a.m.
Masters?
The Masters.
Yeah, I'm heading down to Augusta. They called me tonight.
Need help.
We need somebody to come down there and hack the course up, so I'm going to go down there and chop it up.
See if you can't destroy it.
Yeah.
Come on back.
I'm sure I can 12-putt on every green.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Monday night, we got softball. We host St. Mary's Rough Riders, and that'll be on Sports Stream 2. Baseball, we're going to be at Tri-Village on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday, we got baseball at Verzales.
MAC,
that's another MAC game, and that's going to be a big one right there.
Yes, sir.
Thursday, we host Delphi St. John's, and then on Saturday, we got a baseball game,
a doubleheader
against the South Adams
Starfire.
Starfires. That's right.
And that's also the baseball team's chicken dinner thing.
Big chicken dinner deal. That's
get your tickets
fun.
from the baseball players. It has to be pre-sale, so they're not going to have extras for everybody. So
the chickens are our Saturday too, or
yeah,
next?
Yeah, yeah, it'll
this
be
coming Saturday.
Yeah, so it's
next Saturday.
It'll
next
be
Saturday.
12 to 2. Yeah. 12 to 2.
Tax day.
Is when they'll be doing the
April 15th.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They'll
that's
be doing
right.
the chicken dinner. So get your tickets for that.
That's right. Well,
they
all
win.
Right.
They
well,
win.
I tell you what, the Indians come away with a 2-1 victory over the Parkway Panthers. We go 1-0 in the MAC, 3-1 on the year. For Harold Feely, Dave Kapp, and Neil Spencer, we're signing off from Rockford. We're
going to Saturday.
We're going to turn the heat on in the car. We'll
absolutely.
Talk to you soon. So long.
Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.